Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Tailored for Success podcast. Today, we are talking about the joy of juggling, a full-time job and what I call your legacy work. If for those of you that work full-time and you are also an entrepreneur, so the E and E, working as an employee and also cultivating a successful business as an entrepreneur. For those of you new to the podcast, my name is Sharice Taylor. I am your Take It to the Top Win at Work coach. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about who I am and what Tailored for You Enterprises is all about through this particular podcast. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. So the joy of juggling. The joy of juggling, how to successfully build a business alongside a full-time job. So again, Tailored for You Enterprises is my pride and joy. I just love it so dearly. I established Tailored for You Enterprises in 2012. This July, we will celebrate 8 years in business. And I work primarily as a speaker, trainer, and coach. And I absolutely love doing those things. There is some mentorship and some consulting and some writing in the mix as well. But primarily working as a speaker, trainer, and coach with career professionals who are looking for strengthening in the areas of clarity, purpose, communication skills, customer service, things along those lines. And so just a few years ago, I got clarity even more so about my business. And I said, well, I have this passion and this great interest. And so I wanted to establish other businesses. And I said, oh no, we can't do that. And thank goodness for the guidance of God. And he dropped the insight into my mind to just have different divisions for Tailored for You Enterprises so that I could help people in different ways and utilize the gifts, talents, and abilities that I've been blessed with in order to do so. So under Tailored for You Enterprises, there is Tailored for Success, which is career and business development support, and Happier Life Today, which is personal development. So I do more of my life coaching through that. Then there's also Studio C, where I do my music performance, studio work, and voiceovers, and Reader's Lane, where I promote reading and literacy. So that's it, yeah. That's it in a nutshell. That's Tailored for You Enterprises. And I love doing the work of being a speaker, trainer, and coach. I come from a background in performance, in music performance. I've been a vocalist for, I never really pay attention to the years, but 30-plus years. I've done all types of singing. My first job actually was singing and dancing for a troupe called Team 11 out of my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, where I still reside. And we did music performance, you know, for the Cardinals, for the St. Louis Blues. We did commercials and all types of things. So coming from a background of music performance, the speaking was a natural segue. So I've long been a fan of Mr. Les Brown, the king of motivational speaking. And I discovered him in the mid-90s and took an interest to public speaking, motivational and inspirational speaking since that time. So how do you juggle this, though? How do you juggle having a business and working full-time? I currently, as of this broadcast, work full-time for a local company in St. Louis, and I work as a trainer for them. And so, you know, I do, it's a regular, you know, 9-hour day, 8 hours of work, 1 hour of lunch, and then how do you do it? How do you keep it all up in the air? Well, I want to talk about four key steps that you can utilize in order to do that. If you are a person who's in the same situation, or you're a person who wants to establish their own business, I love it. There's something very fulfilling and rewarding about knowing that you have established something that is yours, is that it's your own thing, and, you know, no pun intended, it's tailored for me. It's the work that I love, and able to do it in a way that I love to do it. So it's very fulfilling, very rewarding when I'm able to work on it. So when am I able to work on cultivating my business? How do I coach people? How do I offer trainings? How do I do speaking engagements and things of that nature? Let's talk about it. So number one, the first step is that you have to have the will. Your mindset is everything. Your mindset is everything. Your attitude is everything. So the first thing I say in that is you have to have the will. You have to have a made-up mind. You have to believe in yourself. It sounds kind of corny and cliche, but it's the truth. But you have to have a made-up mind. You have to decide, this is something that I want to do. This is something I'm passionate about. This is something that I feel called and led to do in my innermost being. So I'm going to do it. And you just get it done. I can't tell you how many people I've come across over the past 8 years who said, wow, Sharice, I want to start my own business. I'd love to get into speaking or training or coaching or consulting or whatever the case may be. And I'll invest the time to meet up with them at a Bretco or Starbucks or wherever and, you know, basically, you know, give them some consulting and say, hey, here are the places to go, the resources you need to tap into to get your business officially started and launched and off the ground. And follow up with them a few weeks, a few months later, and there's been nothing done. So I don't give out those consultations for free any longer. That was the first lesson that taught me, but it also revealed to me how important it is to have a made-up mind, to decide, I want to do this and I'm going to do this. So you've got to have the wherewithal in your mind and with your attitude to establish the business. And it also means having a purpose and a plan. You know, that's really important. You want to have a purpose and a plan. I love to serve, support, encourage, and empower people however I can. I'm able to do that through my full-time job as well as a trainer. But, you know, this is, like I said, it's your pride and joy when it's something that you've established that's your own. So that's number one, having the will, made-up mind, and a take-it-to-the-top type of attitude. That's important. Number two, I think this is really important. I am a woman of Christian faith, and so I run my business and do my work according to 1 Corinthians 23, which states, whatever you do, do your work heartily as unto the Lord rather than for men. So I give my best on my job, and I give my best in my business, and the two do not intersect. So it's really about honoring both. You know, there's a expectation by my employer to invest 8 hours of work and attention to my job. And then the mornings, my commute time to and from work, my lunch break oftentimes, my evenings, my weekends, that's my time. That's my time, and that some of that time can be designated to nurture my business, to tend to my business. So that's number two, honor your job and honor your business respectfully. I don't really know how people expect for their business to be blessed by God if they're building their business by robbing their job. So I do not, I don't have the two intersect. I don't discuss my business at work. I'm at work and it's about work. It's about that organization. It's about my particular position and the duties associated with that position at work. So I don't discuss my business at work. I don't discuss it with colleagues. I do not take colleagues as clients, colleagues, coworkers, and clients. I don't take them as clients, I'm sorry, for my business. So not current colleagues or coworkers. Sometimes, you know, if because I've through this journey have had sometimes two or three jobs. Sister, when I get my mind made up that I want to accomplish something and do something, I will do it. I will do it by the grace and strength of God. But I don't discuss my business at work with coworkers. People discover. You know, they may discover me on LinkedIn where I heavily promote my business. They may discover me, my website, or discover me on social media somewhere. And that's fine. But I keep those worlds separated as best I can. And so that's number two, honor your job and honor your business. Designate and determine what time you're going to give to your business and be, you know, as devoted to that as you are to your 9-to-5. You know, God will bless it. He'll bless that if you are respectful and honor the two, compartmentalize completely. Then you're able to do it. So that's step number two, is to honor your job and to also honor your business and keep the two separated. Number three, make time for self-care. Yes! I love self-care. I think a lot of business and career professionals think self-care is selfish. And, you know, who has time for that? But, you know, I have to take care of me. I have to make sure that I pour into me, that I get my rest, that I get my rest and my sleep, the different things. Do I get it all the time, 100%? No. But I have to make sure that that's a priority and it's something that I strive for and that I tend to, because all the success, whether on your business or on your job, doesn't matter, doesn't mean anything if your health is in the toilet. So make time for self-care. For me, again, being a woman of faith, taking time to be with God through prayer, through worship, through study, through meditation, through fellowship. So taking the time to nurture my spirit is important. Again, as I said, having rest and relaxation. I love to read. I love to write. Taking time to be with friends and family. And I don't, in all of this, I don't believe in balance. You know, people say, well, it's about work-life balance. I don't even like that phrase because it leads with work, and it really, you have to be careful of what we subscribe to. Because we just subscribe to it and we accept it as a norm. I no longer subscribe to a work-life balance. there is work, and that's 8 hours of my 24-hour day, not technically 9 hours of my 24-hour day, but it's you know, it still allows me time to do a lot of other things. So I believe in more, and you'll hear me talk about this more and more, just did a keynote on it last year about the mix, mastering your mix for the moment. Think of your life more in terms of a recipe, a mixture of ingredients. And so some days, some weeks, there may be a heavier portion of work. You may not get as much self-care in because of career and or business, but, you know, get some in. Get some in. Put some into the mix. So I recently, one of my virtual mentors, Lisa Nichols, was talking about this on her Instagram not too long ago, that, you know, she said, be fully present wherever you are. If it's with your business, be full out on that. When you're with your family, go full out on that. Laugh hard, listen hard, play hard. And that's really right along with what I subscribe to, which is a mix instead of a balance. I just heard another speaker talk about it, about having a rhythm, getting into a rhythm instead of a balance. I'm real key, just as a sidebar, this is not a podcast about work-life balance, but I think it's important to pay attention to the concepts and the words that we subscribe to and that we use to govern and, you know, run our lives. So work-life balance, the term, the phrase itself doesn't work for me. And balance, for me and my brain and my mind, I think of a scale. I think of a balance beam. I think of having things equally parted. And I just think a lot of career and business professionals are driving themselves insane because it's going to change depending on other circumstances and situations in this particular season of your life. So try the mix. Give yourself some freedom. Let yourself off the hook and try the mix, try the rhythm. So, and then number four, everyone, number four, the joy of juggling. How do I juggle a full-time job and continue to grow my business? Assess your tools, your resources, and your network. That's another way. Assess your tools, your resources, and your network. What can you utilize to make things simpler? What tools and resources do you have to make things easier for yourself? Who do you know? And stay connected to your friends, your family, your clients, you know, and explain to them what's going on. So, you know, again, something that I focus on as a coach, trainer, and speaker is that of communication skills. So connect, you know, connect with them and let them know, hey, you know, I'm preparing for a speaking engagement that is going to be taking place, and so I'm going to be out of pocket this week. You know, I'll touch base, but I'm not going to be as available. Let people know what you have going on. And a lot of times, you know, my friends know, they know my life, and they're very patient, they're very encouraging, very understanding, very compassionate about, you know, that I can't always make everything, can't always make all of the outings, because there are some social sacrifices, as I like to say, that I have to make from time to time, depending on what's going on with my business. So that's it. That is it. The joy of juggling. How do you juggle a full-time job and a business? So I want to review those steps very quickly again. Number one, you have to have the will. You have to have a made-up mind that you want to do it, that you will do it, that you'll be full out on your job and you'll be full out in your business. to the best of your ability. Number two, honor your job and honor your business. So again, with the leading of the scripture, 1 Corinthians 23, whatever you do, do your work heartily as unto the Lord rather than for men. You cannot expect God to bless your business or your career if you're robbing one to pay the other. Do you get, or to build the other? So it's really important that you honor your job and honor your business. Keep those worlds separate. You know, a lot of times there are things that you can thread, skills and things of that nature, but the work on each needs to be compartmentalized at all times. Number three, make time for you. Make time for self-care. Yes, nurture your spirit, mind, and body on a regular basis. Make time for your relationships. You know, cultivate, stay connected. Number four, assess your tools, resources, and your network. Okay, utilize everything that you have to help. Utilize everything that you have at your fingertips to help yourself out. You all, that is it. That is Tailored for Success for today. I thank you so much for tuning in. If you are looking for a speaker, an inspirational, motivational speaker for your next event, if you're looking for a trainer to come in for your organization or group, or you're looking for a coach to help you with clarity, communications, and purpose, please look no further than Tailored for Success. You can visit at the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate your time. And until we meet again, remember this, your best is yet to come.